you're living in a tiny New York City apartment and you want a plant on your desk. Something tropical, compact, and, you know, actually manageable. Today we're comparing two favorites, Peperomia and Pilea peperomioids. Which one wins the desktop showdown?
Right, and this is a debate a lot of urban plant lovers are having. Both are small, both are tropical, but they're surprisingly different once you dig into the details. Let's start with size. Pilea peperomioids, also called the Chinese money plant, grows upright with those distinctive circular leaves, usually reaching around 12 inches tall and wide indoors, though it can grow up to 18 inches in optimal conditions. It's got this architectural, almost modern look.
Mm-hmm, makes sense. And Peperomia?
Peperomia is actually a huge genus, over 1,000 species. But the ones you'd want for a desk, like Peperomia obtusifolia or Peperomia caparata, rarely get taller than 10 to 12 inches. They're compact perennial shrubs with a lot of variety in leaf shape and texture. Some have succulent-like leaves, others are more delicate.
So both fit the desktop criteria. What about care? Because if you're cramming plants into a small space, you want something forgiving.
Exactly. Pilea peperomioids tolerates average household humidity levels, which can be good for NYC apartments. In very dry conditions, occasional misting or a humidity tray can be beneficial. It likes bright, indirect light, and it's somewhat drought tolerant, so you let the soil dry out between waterings. That helps prevent overwatering issues.
And Peperomia?
Peperomia is trickier. The root system is super delicate, often just a bunch of tiny hair-like roots. If you overwater, you're looking at root rot, which is the main way people lose these plants. You need well-draining soil and a careful watering schedule. Some varieties, like Peperomia obtusifolia, can tolerate lower light conditions, which is a plus if your desk isn't near a window. Pilea peperomioids can also adapt to lower light, though both may exhibit slower or leggier growth in such conditions.
So Pilea is more forgiving with water, but both have some flexibility with light.
Pretty much. And there's the aesthetic angle. Pilea has that upright, coin-shaped leaf thing going on. Very minimalist. Peperomia offers way more variety. You've got the watermelon peperomia with striped leaves, or Peperomia hope with trailing stems. It really depends on your style and how much space you have. Trailing varieties need more horizontal room.
That variety point is huge. Have you ever wondered which one would fare better in a typical NYC apartment over the long haul?
I'd say Pilea has a slight edge for new plant parents. It's less prone to sudden collapse from slight underwatering compared to Peperomia's root rot sensitivity. In other words, Pilea forgives mistakes a bit more easily. Plus, Pilea produces these little offshoots, or pups, right from the base. You can remove them to keep the parent plant compact or share them, hence the nickname friendship plant.
I see. Go on.
I actually gave a Pilea pup to my neighbor last spring. She'd never grown anything before, and it's still thriving on her windowsill. That tells you how beginner-friendly these are.
Love that. So those offshoots really do make sharing easy. And speaking of sharing, I bet a lot of people wonder whether these plants are safe around pets, too.
Good news, both are non-toxic. Peperomia and Pilea are safe if your cat decides to take a nibble. That's a big deal in tight quarters where pets have easier access to plants. Though I should mention, some cats think round Pilea leaves look like toys, so you might find them batting at them.
Ha! That's a mental image. Cats playing volleyball with your plant leaves. All right, that point about pet safety really connects to our next piece, propagation. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
If you're trying to figure out which plant is right for your space, Johnny Ponics makes it simple. They're a plant-focused brand built to help everyday people care for houseplants without the stress. Whether you're dealing with overwatering, low light, or just want beginner-friendly options, they offer clear guidance, a supportive community, and carefully selected plants to remove the guesswork. Learn more at www.johnniponics.com.
Picking up on that pet safety angle, how do you actually propagate Pilea versus Peperomia?
With Pilea, you wait for those pups to grow a couple inches, then gently remove them and pot them up. Super easy. Peperomia can be propagated through stem cuttings or leaf cuttings. While some varieties can root from just a leaf, including a small portion of the stem with the leaf cutting often increases success, and stem cuttings are generally reliable.
So to everyone listening, if you're choosing between these two, think about your lifestyle. Do you want something upright and forgiving, or are you drawn to variety and willing to be more careful with watering?
Exactly, and honestly, there's no wrong answer here. Both thrive in small pots, which maximizes your limited desktop space. If you can maintain consistent light and avoid overwatering, either one will work. I know someone in Brooklyn who's kept a Peperomia Hope on their desk for over a year with minimal fuss. It stayed compact and vibrant the whole time.
That's reassuring. Any final tips for displaying these in a cramped NYC setup?
Use small matching pots to keep things tidy. If you go with a trailing Peperomia, consider a little shelf or wall mount to make use of vertical space. For Pilea, a simple ceramic pot works great. It complements that modern architectural vibe. And rotate your plants occasionally so they grow evenly toward the light.
Perfect. So whether you pick Peperomia or Pilea, you're adding a bit of green to your desk without sacrificing precious square footage. Thanks for breaking it all down today.
My pleasure. Happy planting, everyone.